Nancy, were you born in Wyoming?
I was. Closer. Yes, I was.
Okay, and what part of the state?
Southwestern Wyoming. Big Piney, Wyoming is my home. That's where my family has a ranch and has been there for lots of years.
What was your childhood like?
I was raised on a ranch. It was just about the greatest childhood that you can imagine. Horses, cattle, cats, dogs, chickens. I was one of three girls, and so my dad called upon us to do the ranch work. So my sisters and I were probably better help in the corral by the time we got married than we were in the kitchen.
Were there other family around, aunts or uncles?
Yeah, I had lots of extended family, grandparents, of course, and cousins and aunts and uncles. And my family had been in the area since like 1878, the first Bud came to the country. And that particular person had seven children.
Part of the country.
Well, the story of his coming is probably what makes our family history interesting. He came from Wichita, Kansas, and he arrived there because his brother, Philip Bud, had been in Nevada and had died without any heirs. So my great-grandfather, Daniel, went to Nevada to settle the estate. Part of the estate was a herd of 800 mixed cattle, steers, cows, whatever, I guess he was able to gather up off the desert of near Eureka, Nevada. And they were trailing them to the railroad, and they arrived in the lower Green River Valley in November and knew they needed to lay over for the winter. So they trailed the cattle up the river till they came into an area that had not been grazed out. And they turned the cattle loose, they built a cabin, and the cattle stayed there for the winter. That was just within a couple of miles of where the town of Big Piney is now. And then he actually sold his homestead to a partner and homesteaded again right on the Lander Trail and established a store and a post office and continued to ranch. And that's where the town of Big Piney began. It's right there. So I say that my family is really, we came from tough stock because we thought Big Piney, Wyoming, which is now called the Icebox of the Nation, we thought that was good winter country. That's how we came to be there. And then he had children who homesteaded in the valley also, and most of them stayed near Big Piney. My parents were Joe and Ruth Bud. It was a very typical Wyoming story. Joe was the rancher, and Ruth was the school teacher in the country schoolhouse, and they married. She was actually over-educated, over-qualified for the job, you might say. She had degrees in French and Spanish and played the violin, but she made the conversion to country school teacher and ranch woman quite easily. She was quite a spunky little woman, and she learned to ride horses and cook for crews and do all that stuff that they have to do. And so they lived on the ranch there, 10 miles northwest of Big Piney. She taught in what is commonly referred to as the River School, right on the Green River. She taught at a time, she said she would have 7 or 8 children. She taught several years, and all the kids that she taught, of course, they still lived there, and their families still live there. It was the Murdoch Schoolhouse, actually. There are a lot of them who are still there. It's a great place to be if you can figure out a way to make a living there. It's a place that you want to stay. It's a beautiful country, fairly sparsely populated, a safe place to raise kids. And I found a diary a few years ago that I had when I was 12, a little red diary with a little golden key, and I turned through the pages, and it said, moved cows. Next day, moved cows. Next day, moved cows. Next day, moved cows. I mean, I guess that's pretty much what we did. Yeah. But it was good. It's good. I still like to move cows. We continued to get together through the years, and as long as the gathering didn't get too big. And of course, we've broken that down a little bit. But
how did you meet your husband?
At the University of Wyoming. He was from Illinois, and we were both on the rodeo team, and he loved the West, and so he stayed. I have two sons, and they are both on the ranch. They've taken the ranch over completely and expanded it somewhat, and I have 5 grandchildren, and they're all growing up in pretty much in a very similar tradition to what I grew up in.
It's pretty rare, I would think.
Probably is. Yeah, it's a gift. It's a lot of hard work to try to keep it going, but it's worth it. So hopefully, with any luck at all, they'll be able to continue that tradition. I think they will.
Were you or your husband in the military?
My husband was in the military during the Vietnam era. Yeah, we lived in Japan.
For how long?
a little over a year.
It's nice to get back to Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. It was great fun. Knowing that I didn't have to stay there forever, I enjoyed every minute. I don't know how I would have felt about it had I thought I had to stay. It was a great opportunity, though.
As far as the state fair, have you attended the state fair on many occasions over the years?
I came as a child. It was more a family vacation a couple of times as a child. I came as a 4-H'er, and then my children had steers and heifers that we brought to the state fair and showed. And now my grandchildren are here showing pigs, of all things. We really don't know a lot about pigs, but we're learning. My kids showed horses here, dogs here. I guess we've been here in a lot of different venues. Yeah, it's fun to come back.
What has changed on your ranch since you were a kid? Has there been any changes?
Well, the most significant change is that it was a cow-calf operation during all of my childhood and the first 20 years of my married life, being there as an adult. And then in the 80s, times were really tough for a lot of ranches in Wyoming, and we sold our cows in order to keep the land. So we went from a cow-calf operation to a stocker operation, which is just all yearling cattle. That's been the biggest change. And we also had a registered Hereford operation. It's called the Bud Hereford Ranch. And we brought Hereford cattle actually to the state fair to show. And I walked through the barn the other day, and many of the names are the same. The Stallons and the Berries, and just a lot of the same people are still in the business. I was happy to see.
What are you proudest?
I think I'm proudest of the fact that my sons wanted to come back to the ranch and stay there, and both of them are well-educated and could do other things, and they want to ranch. And so I'm proud that they view that as a good way to live and a good way to raise a family.
What advice would you give to, I guess, your grandkids for the future if they want to pursue that? Passing on advice for the next generation.
Well, they have to work hard and like to work hard. They have to find joy in their work or they don't belong there. They have to work smart. They have to be educated.
Is there a message, any other message for your children or future generations?
Just find joy in your work. Joy in the land.
Okay.